for Music Fest guests who feel overwhelmed by sounds like this, there's a place they can go to take a break and relax. It's tucked away in a movie theater on the festival's south side. Here's organizer Leah Barron.
So we are sitting in the inclusion zone, and this is a sensory supportive space.
Barron is with Accessible Festivals. The nonprofit helps large events create spaces where people can relax and unwind.
Anybody, regardless of ability or disability, may need a break at some point from being in a crowd.
While they mainly work with people with autism, Barron says the space is for anyone who needs it. The room is silent, and there are noise-canceling headphones that play a different style of music than you'd hear at the festival. You'll find a variety of tools and toys for relaxing, like fleecy weighted lap pads and floor mats that make your body feel like it's getting a hug. Amy Pinder is another Inclusion Zone organizer.
On the floor, there's some surfaces called moon mats that are orange and made of foam that give really, really great sensations when you sit on them. There's a bouncy ball, there's some hula hoops, there's a light tube, and there's a big movie theater screen that has relaxing nature visuals.
Spaces like this have been popping up over the past few years at major sporting events, concerts, and amusement parks like Sesame Place in Bucks County. Barron says people with sensory issues still want to be part of the fun, but may need something different to have a good time.
Every person should be able to access live music and be able to participate in the way that they want to so that they can feel welcome and comfortable and safe.
Ryan Hill is the programming director at ArtsQuest. He says they already offer sensory-friendly movie nights and wanted to expand the concept to Music Fest.
We had this open cinema that we could turn into an inclusion zone. There are people who would have not been able to access Music Fest before who are able to do so now.
And Hill says it's great to have a calming space for the volunteers who make Music Fest happen. He says it can be pretty stressful putting on a 10-day music festival. Megan Frank, WLVR News.